Oh, to walk in Dublin, to walk in this spot. We can already hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. I will walk this path tonight, Lord. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Divine love will live in me. All I desire, that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me. Oh, that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me.
I bless your name. I bless your name.
In prisoner's chains. Paul and Silas prayed that God.
Yes, 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 we remember.
The pain
that night
began.
That night,
oh, they began to sing.
That night, that night,
and
we remember. Paul and Silas,
I bless your name.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus,
bless your name. I give you
honor.
I give you praise.
Oh,
you are
the God.
You are
the truth, the way.
The truth, the way.
I bless your name.
Oh,
yes, Lord Jesus,
I bless
we bless your name.
Midnight hour.
Oh, hallelujah.
If you should find you in a prison, sing in your mind. Oh, reach out and pray.
Reach out and pray.
Oh, defy your day.
Just raise our hands towards him and let's sing again. I bless your name. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord, tonight.
Oh, we bless you.
Oh, yes, Lord, we give you the honor. Oh, we give you the praise.
I give you.
Oh, because you are our life, Lord.
You are
our way. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you tonight, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the honor.
You,
oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You deserve every praise tonight. You deserve it, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We like unto you, Lord Jesus. We have no one but you, oh God. you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, take the honor. Oh, it belongs to you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless your name. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. And we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Because you are our life, Lord. You are our way. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for tonight. Your grace, oh, amazing, Lord. Oh, that has granted many mercies from our various homes. And has brought us together, Lord, in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, O God. We thank you for our working places, Lord. We thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for our homes. Oh, blessed be your name. We give you all the thanks, Lord. You deserve it, O God. Oh, we honor you tonight, Lord. We lift up your name in high esteem. You deserve it, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the life you've given unto us. Oh, we is like unto you, Lord. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Oh, all within us say, blessed be your name. All within us, Lord, worship you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, thank you for the atmosphere. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that you are here tonight, oh God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the worship, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the songs. We thank you, God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. As Lord, we feel your presence this hour, oh God. Oh, yes, we know the Holy Spirit, you are here already. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we see you now, Lord. Oh, we are seeing you, Lord. We see you now. We see you now. You are here. You are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We are with great expectation tonight, Lord. Oh, by your grace, that Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that Lord, your word is always true. That where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst, Lord. Oh, you are the one that walk in the midst of your candlestick, Lord. You walk in the midst of your church. Oh, blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence this hour. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the songs of worship, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here tonight. Oh, yes, we can see you. We can even touch you, Lord. Oh, we bless you that you are here, Lord. Oh, that you have made good to your word, your promises. That where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you be in their midst, Lord. And we see you tonight, Lord. Oh, we bless you. We give you the glory. Thank you for the songs of worship, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the heart. Oh, that is burning, the fire that is burning our hearts tonight. We give you the praise, Lord Jesus. And Father, tonight we are with great expectation. Oh, that your grace, oh Lord. Oh, we will receive a special visitation tonight, Lord. Oh, that Lord Jesus, you will come in our midst, oh God. That the Holy Spirit, Lord, will discern our thoughts, Lord. And Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, even if there is anyone sick amongst us, oh God. Oh Lord, we know before we leave here, healing had already taken place, Lord. Oh Father, we know that you bind even the broken hearts tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Lord, even you have promised that you meet our needs tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence, Lord. And Father, above all, we thank you that you are making the people ready for your coming. Amen. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Amen. And Father, even as we are here to pray, oh God. Amen. Oh, we are turning to your word, oh God. Amen. Oh, you are the author of your word. Yes. Oh, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless your word, oh God, tonight. And Father, all that you had for us, Lord. Let it be a blessing unto us, oh God. We commit the church, Lord, into your hands. We commit our pastor into your hands. We commit the ministry into your hands. We commit the officers into your hands. Oh, we commit our wives, husbands into your hands. We commit, Lord Jesus, our children into your hands tonight. We commit, Lord Jesus, with as many that weren't able to come. Lord, we commit all of them into your hands, oh God. That tonight you touch. Touch, Lord. Each and everyone. Hallelujah. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let your word of God have a stamp upon us, Lord. Amen. An impact upon us, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let it be engraved upon our hearts, Lord. Amen. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Thanking you, God, for Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful time, Lord. Amen. Oh, the worship, Lord Jesus. It has created the atmosphere. And we bless you, Lord, that you are here, God. Thank you for your presence. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you as we stand in. Let's turn to the reading of the word as we turn to the book of Philippians. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you, song leader and musicians, for giving us a wonderful worship this evening. Ah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And then our second reading will be 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. Let's first hear the word of God from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Let's read it once again. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Then our second reading, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. said, rejoice evermore. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have rejoiced tonight. We are rejoicing. Said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Then again he said, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's read it once again. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Quench not the spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. The Lord, we've read these words. We know they are life. Tonight, Lord, speak to us. The way the Lord Jesus, you want us to be. Father, let your will be our will tonight. What you want us to be, Lord Jesus, guide us and lead us, Lord, and show us the way. Amen. Father, your purpose for us, let it be our portion. Amen. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight, maybe we will hear something we are not probably expecting, but I don't know myself. It just came. And I was preparing a different topic, and then the whole thing changed. So tonight, the topic for tonight is the essence of prayer meetings. Amen. The essence of what? Prayer meetings. I couldn't know why the topic just came. And so I started to look, waited on the Lord, and this is what, by the prophet, this is what we have tonight. Praise God. And now looking at what the scriptures that we have just read, he said, be careful for nothing. How do you understand it? He said, that means don't worry about anything. Don't fret. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about anything. Don't get yourself fretting. But rather, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Amen. Brethren, watch it closely. Everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Many a time, brethren, our prayers is always asking. 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 We bring our requests before God. But brethren, let's begin to ask ourselves, have we sometimes get ourselves down and say, oh, today, I want to look back and see all what the Lord has done in my life. Amen. So that I can give thanksgiving, only thanking him. Amen. A whole night just giving him thanks. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let us watch it closely. That our prayers will not be always asking from God. But to worship and praise him and give him all the thanks. Praise the Lord. Let us begin to do this. That sometimes we devote only to thank God. Thanking him. Look back and see all the things he has done for you. Praise the Lord. The life he has given to you. His grace. His mercies. And above all, his loving kindness towards you. Brethren, he deserves to be given all praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Let us watch it, brethren, so that our prayers will not always be petitions, supplications, but what? Thanksgiving. Amen. Then through that, then you make your requests, what? Be made known unto him. See? Give him thanks first. Praise him, worship him. Then you make your what, your request be made known unto him. And then when we look at our second reading also, he said, pray without ceasing. Amen. Brethren, this is the time. If there is any time we got to be praying, this is the time. Amen. Because you know what is going on. You know what is going on now in the world. Is it on the 22nd? 22nd. See? Man now is contending with God. Contending with God. The first institution God created for man. Man today is challenging it. Openly. And today when I was coming, they are still kneeling. Yes. Yes, yes. Oh my God. Challenging. My brethren, if there is any time that we need to be praying without ceasing, this is the hour. Pray without ceasing. Man now is contending with what? With God. About his own first institution. When he created man and saw that man needs what? A helpmate. And took away from man a helpmate, a woman. That the two will become one. But now man is saying it should be man and man, woman and woman. Challenging God. My brethren, the world, the way how it's going, how Satan now is taking situations, this is the time we must not cease praying. Amen. Amen. And he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. In everything give thanks. Praise the Lord. Let's give thanks unto the Lord. That in all this, he has opened our eyes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So that we can live, we can separate ourselves from the situation, from the things that are going on now. Blessed be his name. Amen. Lord, we thank you. Amen. We give you the glory. Amen. When I was in there, the way how the worship was going, I said, oh my, truly something is happening. Amen. And we thank God that there are people somewhere, amen, that can know that there is a living God. Amen. And that their life, they are living it in the way of righteousness, going through the path of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Tonight, let us look at prayer meetings. What the prophet said about prayer meetings. Praise God. Now the prophet started in the message book, The Handwriting on the Wall, paragraph 71. It may be stinging tonight, but brethren, let's see what the prophet said about prayer meeting. It has a relate. It relates to this, our church. If it relates to us, then brethren, let us what? Take the path of what? The path of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. It may be stinking, but brethren, sisters, let's take it. Because it comes from our prophet of this, our age. And God richly bless you for coming. God richly bless you that you are here in the prayer meeting. Praise God. He said, the church is so asleep and it doesn't care for prayer meetings. no more. Does it relate to us? Listen again. The handwriting on the wall, preached in Chicago, 1958, paragraph 71, says, the church is so asleep, it doesn't care for prayer meetings no more. They are unconcerned. Now listen, he said, no more all-night prayer meetings. No more all-night prayer meetings. That's number one. Does it relate to us?
Yes.
If it hadn't been brother, our precious brother George, and Max Jr., and Wilmore, and some of the sisters that normally gather to observe these all-night meetings, it's not forthcoming. Myself, a minister, I've come only once. Is it good? Yes, I'm condemning myself also. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've come only once. All night. The proverb is saying. He said, pray without ceasing. And no more all-night prayer meetings. He said, no more burden for the sick. No more burden for the sick. Always we pray for our own self. How many times do you go on your knees and pray for the sick? Brethren, take that burden. Let's take that burden upon ourselves. Praying for the sick. Amen. He said, no more burden for the dying. No more burden for the dying. He's talking about spiritual death. Not those who, anyone who is dying physically, but spiritual death. My brother, sisters, let's watch amongst ourselves. If you see a brother, you see a sister, is getting out of line. If you can't go to her, you can't go to him, put her in prayer. Go down your knees. Pray for that brother. Pray for that sister. And if the conviction comes upon your heart, go to him. Go to her. Praise the Lord. That's the burden the prophet is talking about. If we can do this, oh brethren, something would surely happen in this church.
Amen.
Said, no burden for the sinner. See, we look down, anyone, we look down that the people are sinners. Oh brethren, let us try toward, begin to talk Jesus to someone. Talk Jesus to someone. Let the person wave you up. Don't relent. The next person, talk Jesus to him. Show Jesus to her. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, we got to go back to the power of God, to the old prayer meetings, and the shaking of the Holy Ghost, until men and women will live holy and sanctified. Let's go back. That's what the prophet is saying. Let's go back to the old prayer meetings. Brethren, tonight, as many that are here, as you are hearing, keep on coming to your prayer meetings. Praise the Lord. Keep on coming. And speak to one brother, speak to one sister. Because the excuses have become so much, too much. The excuses is so much. Yes, let me say it. The excuses has become too much.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God, all things will be what? Added unto you. What about that scripture? Oh, yes. We know that some of our brethren, their jobs takes them out. There is nothing against it. God knows it. But if you have nothing, nothing holds you, and then there is no bell ringing in your heart when time for what? Prayer meetings. And you sit back at home, then something is wrong. Amen. I'm talking to those people. Praise the Lord. If ever, as you are seated here, and it's time for prayer meeting, and nothing is holding you, brother, my sister, shake the devil out from you. Amen. Run to the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said we should go back to the old prayer meetings. He said, I think it will be a good for prayer meetings to be going on all day long. For you cannot get anything from God until you get close to God. Amen. You can never get anything from God until you get what? Close to God. And you can only get closer to God through what? Through prayer. Because that's the communication between you and him. Let's get closer to him. It is only by prayer. If you don't pray, there is what? A gulf. That is what? Widening. Widening. Oh, before it's just a small stream. Then it becomes a river. Then it becomes what? And a gulf. It becomes an ocean. Brethren, you are separating yourself from God because of what? Prayerlessness. They said, pray without ceasing. God knows why he's saying so. Let's get close. I said, if you don't get close to God, you can never receive anything. Let's get close to him. Because the prophet said, for it is written in the scripture, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Amen. Amen. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. That's the Lord. Amen. Then in this message, he said, the works that I do bear witness of me. Preach in Phoenix, 1951. Paragraph 21, he said, if you have the greatest of fellowship and friendship, have prayer meetings. Amen. The only thing that can bring what? The greatest fellowship and friendship. It is through what? Prayer meetings. Why is he saying that? He said, the prayer meetings break barriers. Amen. Between you and your brother, between sister and sister. It breaks what? Barriers. Oh, when we come together, sometimes let us just make the prophet call it cottage prayer meetings. Just holding hands. We all come out holding hands. Oh, it will break every barrier. Whatever Satan have set between a brother and a sister, sister and a sister, it breaks barriers. Praise the Lord. The greatest fellowship and friendship. Oh, let's look at what? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Amen. Oh, these three boys. They're always praying together. Amen. Praying together. And look at the effect that came upon them. Till together, they were able to enter a raving fire. Because each was encouraging the other. When they were going to the fire, I could see the other one. Say, brother, stand up. Say, brother, take courage. Amen. Take courage. They were encouraging one another. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
encouraging one another. That's why the scripture is saying, he said, they considered one another to provoke unto love. And unto what? Unto good works. They never forsake the assembling of themselves together. Because they saw that there was an evil something approaching. They saw something evil, a testing time approaching. So they never forsake the assembling of themselves together, encouraging one another, provoking each one unto love, the love of God. Through that raging fire, they were encouraging one another as they were going towards the fire. Oh, praise the Lord. It was because of what? They never forsake themselves, praying together all the time. My brother, listen to what the prophet said here. You know, it's good when you are away from home. We are all away from home, isn't it? Ireland is not what? It's not our home. Said, it's good when you are away from home and find somebody that's with you, somebody that will stand by you, a real good friend. Oh, hallelujah. I never knew Brother Tony. I never knew Brother James. But today, James can stand by me. That's what the prophet is saying here. Truth is all because of what? Because of fellowship. He said, oh my, in a foreign land, when you find someone who wants to be your buddy and loves you and stand by you, that's worthy so much. Oh, praise God. And that's what Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Amen. In a foreign land, but prayer meetings brought them together. They could stand for one another. And they went together into the fire, the raging fire. And it brought what? It brought Christ in their midst. Amen. Brethren, prayer meetings, bringing the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, even as we are seated here, just a little that we've heard. Fire, there is some fire, some love. I'm so happy that I have in the foreign land people all around here. Oh, hallelujah. See, my car has broken down. And there is someone, a brother has offered me his car. Brother Vlad, he's offered me his car. You see, look at that. Praise God. That's the kind of what fellowship the prophet is talking about here. The greatest friendship. Amen. He said, it is our weapon. Prayer is our weapon. He said, we need some of those old-fashioned meetings again. Like Paul and Silas. You see, as we sang. When I was in there, when you were singing as, oh, when I come back here, I will sing it again. Like Paul and Silas, I believe. They were put in jail one night. They just prayed till the jail fell down. Amen. Amen. Brethren, any spiritual holds of the enemy, if we come here, praying in one accord, in the same spirit, every stronghold will be broken down. Amen. Every spiritual jail will be broken down. Amen. Our weapon is prayer. Amen. As the scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. It's all through what? Through prayer. Brethren. Then the prophet said, Hear ye him in Phoenix, 1960. Paragraph 30 said, the church ought to be 1,000 miles up the road, farther than it is tonight. We should have been what? Some 1,000 miles further away than we are tonight. Because if we are there, all this empty chairs will be full. We got to reach there. Let's pray for one another, brethren. Let's pray, because the spirit of this age, lukewarm. See, what God says, don't take it word lightly. Amen. Every word that God has spoken is true. Amen. Lukewarm. He said that's the spirit of this our age. And it is very true. Look, it worries, it attacks everybody. It attacks me. Then I become aware of it. Say, hey, come on, get behind me. Begin to tell you something. You see, you are not all that feeling well. You see, why don't you rest tonight? You know that, you see, look at how your leg is paining you. When you walk on it, it will worsen. Why don't you just rest? Tell that voice, get behind me. It's a lukewarm spirit. Praise the Lord. He said the church should have been some 1,000 miles further up the road there. He said the Pentecostal blessings have been falling on the people. He was talking about America. He said the Pentecostal blessings have been falling on the people here in America for 50 years. And if anything, we are dwindling instead of what? Going forward. After all these blessings, everyone is what? Going backwards. But he said, the Lord says, as we have read it before, Hebrews 10:38. He said what? God doesn't take what? Anyone that goes back. His love is not in that person. But we are people that what? Moves forward. Amen. Then, the prophet himself asked a question. He said, maybe someone will say, what are you preaching such as this for, Brother Branham? He said, I want to see the church of God in deep sincerity. Amen. Let's take that. Amen. I want to see the church of God in deep sincerity. I want to see the old-fashioned prayer meetings. I want to see them times when they can't leave church. Oh, yes. Amen. He wants to see the times when we come to church, we don't feel like what? Going back home. Amen. But what is happening? We come to church and you sit there and you are praying that the minister will finish quickly. You feel like just today the service is too long. Praise the Lord. See? Why today? You see, you always, when you hear that the preacher says, and for our last reading, you say, you are happy that this is the last one. So when he brings in a second one, you say, you said the last one, and yet you have already read additional three again. You'll be saying all this thing in your mind. Amen. Hey, brother. Amen. He said, I'm looking for the time when people come to church and they don't feel like going back home. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. What are you going back home to do? Huh? With this sweet word, sister. Huh? Praise the Lord. He wants to see that time coming back again in the church. Praise the Lord. When we come here, let's really, you see, let the joy, but today I like the worship and everything. We could just worship and worship and worship. Oh, praise God. One day we come to prayer meeting and then it will turn into what? All night. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, it will happen one of these days. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, instead of that, it is like the love of God is dwindling. See? If you feel like always you come to church, you feel like going back home. That means the love of God is what? Dwindling. Watch it. When that spirit is telling you, you feel like going home. No, the church is, the service is too long today. Tell, that is the devil. Amen. When you do that, he said, the love of God is what? Is dwindling. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, brethren, what do we do? The prophet reminded us. He said, let's remember where we have what? We have fallen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us remember where, from whence we had what? Fallen. Where our weaknesses are. Praise the Lord. And then let us repent from those things. Amen. Where we have left off. Because he said if we don't repent, he will come and take the candlestick out of his place. He will come and take the light out. And when the light is taken out, what comes? Darkness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Darkness. Light is good. Amen. Amen. Light is good. When you enter a place where it is dark, oh brother, you see, you can't see anything. You like that way? Oh, but where there is light, you can walk. Oh my. Let us repent. Let us always find where we left off. And let's go back and take it from there. Like Mary and Joseph, when they went to Jerusalem. And when they were coming back, they left the word behind. Praise the Lord. They left the word behind. And the Bible said they walked what? A day journey. And a day journey is more than 15 miles. Why were they not able to realize that the word was not with them? Too much talking over unnecessary things. It's true. Praise the Lord. They were talking about unnecessary things. Personal things, worldly things. So they weren't aware that they have left the word behind. Brethren, you come to the house of God to hear the word of God, and as you step out there, all your conversation turns into what? Things of the world. Yes, that kind of thing. See, they were talking about what? Family things and all those other things. And they forgot that they... Until then, they got the realization, where is the word? What did they do? They went back. Let us also go back. Amen. Where we've left the word. Praise the Lord. They had to go back and look for the word they have left. Where they left off. And the Bible says for 3 days. 3 days. They were combing every part of Jerusalem looking for the word. Let us also go back and comb where we left it. Let us begin to look. If we are zealous, we will find where we left off and take the word back home. I believe you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where we left off, let us. That is the repentance.
Yes. Amen.
That's the repentance. Examining yourself and seeing where your weaknesses are. And going back and going down on you, praying unceasingly to find the word back and put it at its place in your life. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, I want to say this, that God will never hear your prayer as long as you hide iniquity in your heart.
Amen.
He will not do it. The Bible set it over.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what the prophet is saying. If you hide iniquity, you know that this is wrong, but you still do it. And you still want to pray for God to hear. So he quoted 1 John 3. 1 John 3, 21 and 22. That's what the prophet quoted. He said, "Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence towards God." See? If your heart doesn't condemn you, brother, you have confidence. True. But if you commit sin, you do things that is wrong, iniquity is in you. You know that something is wrong, but you have done it anyhow. Your prayer, you see that in your prayer, you yourself, there is no confidence. That's why we shouldn't hide iniquity in our hearts. Amen. Then verse 22, he said, "And whatever, if your heart doesn't condemn you, and you have confidence towards God," verse 22, he said, "whatever ye ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight."
Amen.
Amen. So brethren, until we consider God first and give him the preeminence, No. The prophet was saying that there was a campaign in the city. Tonight, even if we had to pray just for 5 minutes, let's look at the essence of prayer meeting. Amen.
Amen.
So that we take up from there. Brother Branham said there was a campaign in a certain city, and a man brought somewhat campaign billboards. And he said, the man's name, he has written it broad, round the whole thing, his name. And then Rabbi said, he looked at down at the corner, down corner, he saw Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Written very small over there. Look at that. How can God be in that meeting? You men have printed your name so boldly. And then, what about God, the greatest thing ever, one of the greatest things to say, God the same yesterday, today, and forever, is written very small. Brethren, let's put God first.
Amen.
Amen. Let's put God first. Let's raise him up, and let's be behind. Let me just jump and come to this thing here. In the message, "It is I, be not afraid," 1960. He said, that's when Satan gets into the church. When you get so interested in something else beside prayer meeting. See? Once you get into something which is more interests you more than prayer meeting, he said, now the devil comes to you. Amen. He comes to you then. So let us always place what? God first.
Amen.
Now it becomes what? He talks about the crow. And we are not crows. Amen. We are not crows. We are the doves.
Yeah.
Let me read all these things about here, about the dove and the crow. Let's listen. So the first in the ark, there was a dove and there was a crow. Both of them were birds. One could fly just the same place as the other one. Both sat in the same roots, perhaps. And they were in the same floor, the second floor of the ark. Both of them birds. One could fly where the other one is. One of them, but one of them had the spirit of Christ. And the other, the Antichrist. Brethren, the Antichrist is a spirit word that denounces that Christ is the Lord.
Amen.
He said, before you can know this, he said, look at, test their diet. What do you test their diet? If you want to find a crow, you want to find a dove, test their diet. And he's talking about how Noah sent the what? The crow. And the crow went. And he never came back again. Because he found what? All this carcass and all those of things. Those dirty places, it was all good for him. He never came back. Then he sent the dove. He said when the dove went, he couldn't find a place to put his feet. Because the whole place was what? Was smelly and stinky for him. That's what the prophet is saying. A true believer, the world, he will never find a place there.
Amen.
Praise God. A true Holy Ghost, born again, will never find anything good in the world. And so he said, if you are ever once born of the Spirit of God, the world stinks. You. Praise the Lord. But he said for the crow, put carcass here. He will go and eat the carcass and put wheat here and he will come back and eat the wheat also. He can eat both the wheat and what? The carcass. But the dove will always eat only what? The wheat. So let us not eat the world and still be able to eat what? The word of God. Brethren, that makes you a crow.
Amen.
If you can take things of the world and at the same time come back and take things of what? Of the word. Hey, something is wrong.
Amen.
Keep the world. Keep the world out of the way. Amen. Tonight, brethren, these are all what the prophet have just gone over many things so that we could. Actually, definitely we had to pray. The Proverbs talked about what? These prayer meetings. Now he said, oh brother, as a blushing prophet in Jeffersonville, 1956, paragraph 27, just down, he said, oh brother, sister, friend of mine, if you are not prepared tonight, may you be prepared this hour. Maybe you came in, you were not prepared. This hour, get yourself prepared. As you have heard about what the prophet is saying, he said, I give you an invitation to come to Christ Jesus tonight and receive. You that has been indifferent, you know that you are not where you should be with God. I invite you to the altar tonight.
Hallelujah.
I invite every one of you to come here and not only to say, but to stay here until God has cleansed your soul from everything that is unlike Him. Until you can go out here a new person, not with a corn plaster on, but go out here with what? A blood transfusion. Oh, praise God. That purifies your blood and gives you a new life and a new hope. Amen. The bleached blood of Jesus Christ. When the prophet says that, I really love it. The bleach. You know bleach? Bleach takes away what? Every debt. Amen. He said the bleached blood of Jesus Christ. It takes away every debt. Takes away every sin. Let's receive that blood transfusion so that it makes us what? A new life. Gives us a new life and gives us new hope. He said, I want you tonight to go out with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and God's love upon your heart. He said, let us be real Christians. Let this church be on fire. Prayer meetings going on all the time. Cast your cares. Musicians come. Cast your cares on Him. He careth for you. He is the comforter. Brethren, our prayer meetings. I've gone over a lot of things because we go to pray. We have heard something tonight. Brethren, the prophet brought this song, He Careth For You. If the musicians can give us that song, He Careth For You. He careth for you. Do you also care? He said, come tonight. Come. Come. Come tonight. Come. Lord, sunshine, shadow. He cared for you. For you, I burn. just want to be said, be careful of nothing. Don't fret. Don't think about anything. All what he wants you to do in your prayer and supplication, give thanks unto him and let your request be known unto him. He said, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Tonight, look back what he has done in your life. Look back. Just recollect something that he has done for you. Even today. Look at the things he has done for you. And give him the thanks tonight. We need to give him thanks. What he has done. Brother, I cannot, in my case, I cannot even. If the sky is what? A parchment. And the sea is what? Is ink. And every stone in the forest is what? Is a pen. And if everybody will help me as a writer, I cannot write the love of God. I cannot write it. So we need to give thanks unto him. We need to give thanks, brethren. The love of God. Watch it. Oh my, his love. Today let us just thank him. Thank him for all the things he has done for you. Oh yes. Only his love towards us. As you are singing this song, be praying at the same time, giving thanks upon to him in your heart. Oh, tonight we can only sing with thanksgiving upon our heart. Thanksgiving upon our heart. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, worship him. Give him a thanks on everything. Oh, let us give him the glory.
Oh, I'll reach and pure.
does it.
God sent his word.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you are worshiping him tonight. In thanksgiving tonight. Happy day. Yes, sir.
Happy day.
Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. You deserve every glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift you up. We give you the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your sustaining power. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. God to live, we can also live. We bless you, Lord, for your protection, or for your grace. Lord, we praise you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord, you pay the price. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for your love towards us. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, how can we praise you? How can we honor you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You deserve every praise, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sing with me, I'll praise.
Bible says that the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
Amen.
And this day it's fulfilled even in this
Thank
place.
You, Lord Jesus.
And the ministers could not minister, but the glory of the Lord filled the whole place.
Amen.
I wonder if tonight is that night
Amen.
That Brother Maxwell is speaking about. Why should I go home tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is faithful. He has met with us tonight. And I'm not in any hurry to go home.
Amen.
I don't know how many
I never thought that it is going to end like this. Oh, praise the Lord. I never
Hallelujah.
Wrote anything that we are going to sing praises.
Amen.
Oh, the Holy Spirit just directed everything.
Amen. Yes,
blessed be his name.
We will sing one more.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
And we will sing another and see how the Lord leads us.
Amen.
Amen.
I love him. I love you, Jacob.
Something that has happened, that has taken place.
Amen.
The strongholds of the enemy have been brought down tonight.
Amen.
The enemy is scattered.
Amen.
Let us do even like Joshua did that night.
Amen.
Where he said, "Son, stand still." Let us hold the presence of the Lord among us
Hallelujah.
Tonight and call upon his name while he is near.
Amen.
For he is here, saints. He's faithful.
Amen.
He promised that he will be there. And we can feel it tonight. Even in the physical realm, we can feel.
Amen.
The atmosphere is so charged tonight that the Lord has heard your prayer.
Amen.
And he has come down to hear. As you pray to him now, just call upon him in your own way. And we'll see how the Lord would lead us from now.
Amen.
Let us all pray and commit ourselves to the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we come tonight, Father. Yes, Father. Indeed, Father, we are responding to thy word. We just come, Lord, to correct us and to put us back to the place where we used to be. The place of worship, the place of prayer. Oh God, and you have reminded us once again, fulfilling thy word that said that, Lord, when your spirit would come, it will lead us into all these truths. It will show us all things. And it has come tonight to be present, and that we will go forth and rout the enemy. Oh, we thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for thy spirit. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Where would we have been tonight? Lord, we would rather be here. We thank you, Father. May you be glorified, O God. Father, we worship you. Oh, thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, oh God. Let music continue. Oh God, we thank you. Amen.
Our great is our God. Sing with me. Our
great
is our God.
Oh, we'll see our great.
It's